both of them yesterday.
What, are they out of touch, or are they just they're confused and wrangling and what?
No, I think they're waiting for...
We had from the train day before yesterday, and he was awfully upset and said the press was doing this, and he's psychotic, and he's going to put out this murder stuff, and he always gets bombed and stuff like that. McFarland's memo and give it to Jack Anderson. See if he won't write a story that they can expect some of this dirty stuff, because here's what he did in McFarland. He always gets bombed.
Right.
And see if you can't get McCormick to feed that to Paul Scott. Just call him wherever he is and tell him you're sending it to him. This is what happens. And they're going to try to do a lot of dirty work, and why can't he get him to predict it? He hasn't got much circulation, but... Mike Feldman might give that to Jack Steele, too.
All right.
I think you ought to call Walker Stone and ask him if there's any way in the world that he could contact his editor, tell him I'm really worried about Ohio and Tennessee, get them to put on a little three-week campaign for me, keep me on the front page and really whacking away at what I've done on the budget and what I've done on employees. Point up that to him. Call him Monday morning. Just tell him that I had a fine meeting with Seltzer. I'm fond of him. But would they mind having a little three-week campaign on what I've done and let their good man, Jack Steele, or some of them, come over and interview the budget director and show what I've done in 2 months? And tell them it'll be encouraging if they'll have a campaign like that to help me with my budget for next year. I'm making it up now. And it'll help us in the campaign. And it'll take away this waste stuff. Tell him I don't want the image of being a waster.
All right.
In my preparedness committee reports, and show what I said, get him 2 or 3 of those reports about waste. And then get Jack Steele to interview Gordon and get Gordon to prepare stuff. The first thing could be the 2 months. The next story could be 25,000 less employees overall. The next story could be the Pentagon's got less than 1 million. The next story could be the number of reports. But just serialize a group like that.
I think you've got a Secret Service man coming back up here. That stuff I sent you, if you, when you're through with it, send it back. I think it'd be helpful.
That stuff I sent you?
Yeah, the stuff you're reading from now. Those letters.
Jack, you send all this stuff back to him, man.
Yeah. Slim John said they had a man coming back today, and so I thought I'd send it down and get it back.
Okay. Now tell him I want to call to Bill tonight, that other pole. Now, they say Hunter McLean said he can get along without Marvin Watson. I'm going to call John and see if it's all right for him. Let me have Marvin Watson the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, John's sick.
He is sick? What's the matter with him?
He says he's got a bad cold and upset stomach, and he was in bed when I talked to him, I guess, yesterday, although he said he just had to get up and go to Dallas because he had all these governors coming, whether he felt like it or not. And, he sure didn't feel good.
Okay. Any other news?
I believe that's
right, I'm putting you in charge of all my investigation. Now, you watch that, and you stay close to Boston. Awfully close to it, and see that the Bill's people. Bill, you see it, you're staying close to it. Now, who is handling the advance men today? Where's Wilson McCarthy?
Wilson is in. I sent him to Las Vegas, Mr. President.
All right, and then when's he going to leave there?
He leaves there tomorrow and goes to New York. That's the next priority.
Right, but now who is going to Boise and those other places?
Boise is
Denver and all that.
Yes, sir. I've got people in every one. I'm handling them today.
All right. Well, you called in Palmer Hoyt today. Then Walter's going to call him too.
Yes, sir. I've talked to him.
But you just tell him that I really want them turned out, or I don't want to come to Denver, because tell them that the press here that they just had him. Around, they can tell them, put them in a tight place, as many as they can, and just stay after Indianapolis and Louisville, Bill. It's going to be awful.
Right.
Okay.
I talked to Gene Putty, well, I told you.
Yeah, what about Gene Putty?
Well, he just says it to tell you that they'll be out there in droves, and that he's seeing to that himself, and that you'll be well taken care of there, and not to worry about it. Bill, do you know who's advancing in Phoenix? I've got to call him, I think. Ackerman, who's the Democratic chairman, called me and said that they had left McFarland off of the greeting party of only about 4 or 5 who can come out to the plane. He thinks it'd be a serious mistake.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I think he ought to be there.
And I'll find out.
Yeah, I'll call him.
That's right, and I think you ought to tell McFarland to just run spots every minute or two.
That's the way to get him out.
Find a way and just say, come and say hello to your president. Let your children see the president. Let's give him a warm welcome. And let's see if we can't get that. And you know,
the way to get him out in these places is to run cheap radio spots and 20-second TV spots. Get some local people who are friends to buy them. Didn't cost them about $700, $800, $900. And it's money well spent.
Now, I want the scientist group. I want you to tell Dr. MacArthur and that group that I want to get the best speaker that they can get. If they could get Kisk and Kosky and Jerry Wiesner and this Urey, the Nobel Prize winner, about four of them, and have some sharp guy that asks them real questions that's on our side, that's real good, like John Finney. I don't know whether he's on our side or not. For the New York Times and get a 30-minute program and really go into the test ban and go into these other things and then why they're voting for me for president. I think that could do more good than nearly anybody. And have a little who's who on it. Urey, here's what this man has done, and here's what Wiesner's done, and here's what Kiskakowski's done. So see if they can't do that. And see if Jim Rowe can't get the four best lawyers to agree to have a 30-minute program. We ought to try to really have one-minute spots with these American bar people, the names. But we need that dignity that goes with the scientists, with the head of the American bar, with some of these top women. Bill, you ought to have whoever's doing this for us, instead of that going around Goldwater and letting them ask him questions and put on a program, you ought to have the best advertising agency to take Dr. Strauss or Ovita Javier, them, and have them go into their studio in Houston and make a one-minute statement why she's for Johnson. And you ought to say, Ms. Ovita Cuff Hobby, the head of the WACS, the woman in this country that headed the whole HEW, Eisenhower cabinet, here's what she says. And switch to this good-looking woman and say, I'm for Johnson because I have some grandchildren. And then you ought to go to Dr. Bunning, and I'm for Johnson because of this. And that's kind of the TV spots we ought to have if we can. And we ought to make those women do it for the women, the lawyers for the lawyers, the scientists for the scientists. Jim Rowe's independence for the businessmen and the billboards. Now, can't you, Bill, get some agency to do that?
Yes,
can't you call the heads of those committees and get them to get their best people?
Yes, sir.
And then have somebody check them very carefully. You canceled a radio spot the other day because it had a crash and a lot of stuff. Who canceled that spot?
I don't know.
Well, you got out one of these bad spots. Jesse told me last night he got a kill order on it. If you don't know, who does? I told you to have a committee watching that very carefully.
Well, I do. I haven't heard of this. I'll have to call him. I do, Clark. And Abe.
Well, you better ask. Abe's in Europe and been there for 2 weeks.
No,
Walter, don't send him off anymore. Tell him, goddamn him, stay there 3 weeks and quit saying he's my, well, he doesn't say it, but he gets more publicity about how close he is and tell him, by God, the closest he's ever been is London.
All right.
Now, not anything else? Do y'all understand that what I want is saturate any way we can with spots with women, with real names, with scientists, with former heads of the American bar, like Story can be in the South, why they're for Johnson, and never for Lyndon B. Johnson, always for our great President Johnson. And I think that where we can, we ought to have these scientists, others saying he's carrying on the program with President Kennedy. I think we can pull a lot of people, hold them that way.
So the best investment of money, Mr. President, would be full-page ads in most of the metropolitan newspapers signed by prominent Nobel Prize scientists that we have on our committee.
Well, get an ad up. I think TV reaches more than the papers. But if you all think the papers, all right.
Well, we use TV, too, but
you ain't got enough money to do both of them, I don't think. But if you can, just go on and do it. I get somebody to give me five little things from Bundy that could be run the full-page ad. Trouble is, you get an ad, some son of a bitch just puts a scoop full of dictionary in it. And I can't read her ads. I haven't seen an ad of ours that I'd read. David Dubinsky just had a scoop full, and I saw the down to bottom, and I never read any of the rest of it. Ain't nobody going to read it. You got to have some white stuff in there, Bill.
Right.
And we always say right, but we don't know anything about it.
Our ads that we have sent out to the state coordinators are just like that. I mean, they're good white space ads. Dubinsky ran his own ad. We didn't even know about it.
Well, now, you're going to take over the billboards, Walter, Saturday and Sunday. Now, you got your assistants. Now, you get Barbara in there and Paul Popple in there and Sharon Radcliffe in there. And Dick Goodwin in there, Nelson in there, and then get anybody else, and then see that Wirtz has got his speechwriters built, because we're really going to need them, and we don't want any more of this welfare stuff.
Right.
And you pour it to them, because he don't know what saving money is, what these polls are showing.
Right. You'll notice in all the speeches for this week we're hitting this.
Now, who wrote the New Orleans speech?
That was Buzz.
That's the best speech we had on
best
this trip.
Speech.
One sentence. By far the best piece. Now tell Buzz that, and so by God, he'll start writing one. Now what he'll do, he'll wait until we arrive in Reno, and then he'll get a thought. Just tell him to get out there in that barn right now and go to thinking. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Bye.